Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, May the 3rd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time really explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show as we continue talking about the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center and the second component of the three components, which is the Business Builders Club. So today we want to talk about the three keys or the three steps of and for building your business, which is creating products. So your business is only as good as your products, because your product, your service, your information is how you express, expose, and expand yourself to the world. So today we want to talk about these three keys or these three steps, if you will, to understanding how you are to be being you. And so when we're talking about the business builder's blueprint, so that is a specific business builder's blueprint that is a digital product outline that allows you to produce a online product, service, or information, so that way you can express, expose, and expand yourself, and you can monetize yourself. So If you were to go on vacation tomorrow, what would you do? So let me ask the question again. If you were to go on vacation tomorrow, what would your vacation consist of, or what would you do while you were on vacation? So whatever the answer to that question is, when you go on vacation, I am going to be being, I am going to be beaming, and I am going to be bonding what? So whatever the answer to that question is, okay, we want to monetize that. So we want to talk about how to monetize the three B's. So your ability to over and understand today's message helps you understand what's included in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Business Builders Club. Now, I remember we talked about this yesterday. Cost is $1,000 for non-members, someone who's never participated in any of my programs. It's $500 for anyone that's a part of the Life Management System, the Eagles Club, or the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And it's $250 for anyone that's a part of both of my systems, the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Then the cost for me to build your business, which is to produce your products based upon who you are being. And who you are being, that determines what you are beaming out to the universe, into the world. And based upon what you are sending out, what you are beaming out to the universe, that determines how you are bonding with the universe. So every organization, every company, every individual, you know, companies, the culture of any company or any organization is made up of and is only as good as the people that's included in that company or that organization. And so the ability for the company or the organization to understand these three C's that we're talking about today, that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Business Builders Club. This is the business blueprint. So the money that I make, or the more money I make, the more impact I can have. That's my personal purpose for money. Money is not the end all game for me. I'm not just here just to make money. I know that if I make money, I can use money to have a greater impact on other people. And your ability to over and understand how can you make more money so you can have a greater impact. It's not about you making money just to go out and buy yourself new stuff. Now, that's a part of it, but that's not the end game. The end game is for you to be able to have an impact, not only on your own life, but on the lives of others. So the way that we have an impact, what we're going to be sharing and breaking down in the Builders Club is, number one, clarity of self. Because right now, everybody, everything in every business program that I've talked to or listened to, if you go to any major school, they're going to tell you, number one, to know your market. They're going to tell you to find your demographics, to go out and find, you know, somebody to sell something to. That's not what I teach. That's not what I've done. Now, I'm not saying that model does not work. It does work. But I like a better model. The model that I'm focused on is your energy circle, your core essence, your innate attributes and characteristics. So number one, clarity of self. Number two, clarity of content. Number three, clarity of convenience. Somebody should write that down. Now again, we're talking about your business blueprint that's a part of the Business Builders, which is part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, which is a part of the Life Management System, which is part of the Eagles Club and the Eagles University, which is under open understanding the trends, how I've grown from these different companies or these different organizations to where I am today. And what's extremely important, brothers and sisters, is for you to over and understand the importance of your business blueprint. And so each one of us have our own blueprint. Notice it's your individual blueprint. Notice it's not a market. It's not a demographics. It's not a problem. You're not trying to find a need and fill it, because that's just creating another job for yourself. Now, if you want to create another job for yourself, then that's a little different from, again, establishing the kingdom. So remember, we're not here to, you know, pray for help from God. We're here to be God's help. So we're not here because we need God's help. We're here because we are God's help. Now, let me say it again. I'm not here because I need God's help. I need somebody's help. I'm here because I am somebody's help. I'm here to help somebody. So I don't need somebody to help me. I'm here to help somebody else. So it's a total different mindset. It's the mindset that says I have worth and value. I don't need somebody to add worth and value. So it's coming to the table from a place of ownership, from a place of dominion, from a place of self-sufficiency. It's the ability to oscillate and vibrate from a totally different perspective. It's totally different from what's being taught out in the market today. So that's how I am going to build. This is the digital product outline. This is the digital product blueprint. This is the product blueprint, the product outline. This is how the business builders, this is the art, this is the science of building business. So the way that you build a business, the way that you develop a product is you start with yourself because you are the product. So you don't go and get a product. You are the product. So you got to be. So you start off by getting clarity of being. So it's this three-step process that if organizations and if businesses and if individuals could understand, because this is what changed my life, because everybody told me to find a need and fill it. Okay, I did. I just created another job for myself. And then they told me to go out and find a demographics or a market. And then they told me that go where the fish are biting. So I did. I went where there was a group of people who were hungry. And then what were they hungry for? Okay, they were hungry for gnosis or knowledge. So I found a group of people that was hungry for the truth. At least I thought they was hungry for the truth, and they thought they were hungry for the truth until I gave them the truth. And they said, we're not hungry for that. Well, hold up. You've been in church for 30 years, right? Yes. And you still broke as a joke, right? Yes. You still suffering from preventable diseases, right? Yes. You still just got Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yes. But we want to keep Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But you want to go on to, you know, maturity, like it says in Hebrews. Yes, but we don't want to do it your way because you're telling us to leave. Well, I didn't say that. It said that in Hebrews 6:1. So I did what I was taught in all of the traditional markets. I did what every self-help guru, what every church, what every school, every marketing, every business, every entrepreneurship program, every course I've ever took, they all told me the same thing. They told me to go. They didn't tell me to be. All of the courses said to understand your market. All of the courses said to study your demographics. All of the courses, all the gurus told me to, you know, find a need and fill it. And then the harmonious arrangements, this system, they practice the Helican dialectic. For example, I just was watching. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but supposedly Facebook has kicked off, you know, Farrakhan off Facebook, and they kicked off your boy. What's his name? The white guy that be on there yelling and screaming all the time. What was his name? Alex Jones. Yeah, thanks, baby. So they kicked off Alex Jones, supposedly off Facebook. Now, so the dominant culture, what they do is they do something called. Now, we're not supposed to monopolize anything. You know, it's like the U.S. Postal Service. It's interesting because it says the U.S. Postal Service, but is it the U.S. Postal Service like the Federal Reserve? Is it the Federal Reserve? It should just be the Reserve. So it's really interesting because if you can create a monopoly, you get everybody on board the ship, then you control the ship. So if I get a social media platform and I get everybody on that platform, now once I got you on the platform, I can dictate the platform. I control the platform. If I don't like you, I can kick you off. That's the only platform out there. Now, we know there's other platforms out there, but it's like Google. Now, everybody goes to Google. Now, it's interesting. All the platforms are federally funded, but nobody knows. It's like, how did Amazon blow up? Do the research. I guarantee you. Joe Bezos, again, do the research. How did Amazon corner the market? Walmart. How did Walmart? Anybody ever heard about what? Y'all know that Walmart turned around and martial law, and a lot of Walmarts are going to be turned into FEMA camps. If you look at all of the stuff, I've already did the research. You know, how did Sam Walton blow up? Now, this is really interesting because if you're a young guy like me, you're growing up and you want to be like Mike. Now, even with sports, Michael Jordan, all of his mom and dad are short, regular people, under 6 feet tall. Then Michael Jordan, you know, really around his senior year, he just blew up. How did that happen? Now, that's another study for another time, but what I'm simply saying is the system that they gave you, they're not telling you everything about success. Like, how do the people in Hollywood get to be the people in Hollywood? Like there's a lot of great singers. So how do the singers that you see on TV, how do they get there? Y'all think it's how they did on TV? You think that's how they got to where they are? You know, Whitney Houston is a great singer, and you know, she's gone, and, you know, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, these are, but how did they get to be? There's singers out there that sing the same or better than Celine Dion, but yet we don't see her. What did Celine do? You might want to ask her if she tell you the truth. That's a price to pay to get to that level. So what am I saying? I'm saying that's the system that's out there. So I tried that system, and I wasn't willing to pay the price to do it the system's way. So remember, join the system or create your own. So instead of studying the demographics, instead of studying the market, instead of, you know, using the Hellinger dialectic, create a problem and then offer the solution. That's the best way to get if you want to make money, advertise it. Go to the hood and tell every person in the hood you need $300 Air Jordans. Now you only make make $300 a week, so you're gonna take a whole week's worth of salary and buy a pair of shoes. So, but that's again clever marketing. Why are there commercials? I saw commercials last night for cancer research. They were saying, if you know, they were marketing. So why? You know, the United States is the only place that have and that markets pharmaceuticals. So why are there pharmaceutical commercials advertising a particular drug to provide you a particular solution? That's the system. So the system, they create a problem and then they offer you the solution. That's business. Okay, that's not what we're doing over here. So what we're doing is, instead of you getting clarity, instead of you finding the need and filling it, instead of you going out and creating a problem, instead of you finding a market, instead of you developing some clever marketing campaign. Now, that is all great. I recommend, and this is what I do. Number one, clarity of self. Number two, clarity of content that's contained within the self. Number three, convenience from the clarity and the content for the self. Notice everything benefits the self. Now, again, where I came from, no, Brother Will, bad. That's bad. You're supposed to deny the self. You're supposed to pick up the cross, and you're supposed to follow Yahushua. That's where I came from. So self-love, that means that you are selfish. So all my life, I've been denying, all myself, I've been doing what I was taught. Love everybody else but myself. And so this self-hate that's deep down, remember I told you guys a story where I was crying like a newborn baby when my sister told me, you deserve to be happy. That's the first time I heard that. I said, what? And I was, you know, hey, I was 50 plus. That's the first time I heard you deserve to spend your money on what you like. I can do that? That was Greek to me. That was like, I'm telling y'all, that was music to my ears. Nobody had told me before that, you know, I probably heard it, but I don't know, for some reason it didn't register. So for the first time in my life, it was okay for me to love me, to actually do shizness I like. That was Greek. I'm telling y'all, man, that was Greek. Now, for some of y'all probably say, well, I've been doing that. But for me, where I came from, and then plus I'm a six. So six is, you know, we're born doormats. We believe in letting people walk on us, wipe their feet on us, and keep walking. No thank you, no nothing. So that was my mentality. And so I didn't understand clarity of self, because to me, there was no self. Now, I'm not talking about your ego. I'm not talking about your flesh. I'm not talking about the little head. Y'all already know that. I'm talking about your spirit, okay? That means, oh, what is that, Brother Will? What is my spirit? Great question. That's why, number one, to build a business, clarity of self. See, you got an overstanding, but that's not you. I talked about this last night in the private group. Most of us, we got a false personality, and we call it a false positive. You ever see people that got that false happy? They're not happy, but every time you say, "Praise Jesus, brother, Jesus saves," and they broke is the joke. They marriage is in shambles, but they walk around with a smile on their face. The doctor told them they got 3 months to years, and they walk around talking about praise Jesus. Now, I'm not mad, but it's just the ability to over and understand that the number one key, this is what I'm doing, this is what I've done for my own life, this is what I recommend, because clarity of self, how well do you know you? Now, I know you know everybody on the, you know, on the Basketball Wives. I know you know everybody on the Housewives of Atlanta. I know you know everybody on, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. You know everybody on your favorite sports team. You know everybody that this, that, and the other. But how well do you know your inner core? How well do you know your inside? How well do you know your inner self? How well do you know the inside attributes and characteristics that source code have given you? So the number one key is clarity of self. So that's where you start building from, because we don't know ourselves. So let me make sure you understand, because I thought I knew myself. So when somebody will ask me, how do you think? Excuse me? Well, I think that, you know, we should, no, not what you think. How do you formulate your conclusions in life? Not what conclusions you formulate. How do you come to those conclusions? So you asking me to explain how I think. Okay, let me think. Okay, when I say let me think, what am I doing? So if you don't know your process of how you think, that's the number one issue or concern when it comes to business. And since most of us don't know how we think, we are not thinking. All we are doing is regurgitating someone else's thought, somebody else, aka the harmonious arrangement, aka the dominant culture, aka your mama or your daddy, aka the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Somebody else is thinking for you. You're not thinking yourself. Now, this is extremely, 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 extremely important. Each and every one of us, we have plans. And these plans we've developed over years of experience, personal experience, and knowledge that we've gathered over the years. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you understand that you cannot detach yourself from your core. You cannot. Each and every one of us have a core. We got innate attributes and characteristics. So even when you find them, you got to go 7 layers deep within them. That's how we build. That's how I build products, services, and information, by getting clarity of myself. Because once I get clarity of myself, that's how well I know myself, then I'm ready for number two. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, we're focusing on you developing products, services, and information that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. And the way that it benefits yourself is because you got clarity of the self. Once you get clarity of yourself, now you know how well you know yourself, meaning how do you think, not what you think. So I know that my brain thinks a certain way. Now, there are certain parts of the way that I think that is great, and then there are certain parts of the way that I think that is not great, which brings me to my content. So as long as I got clarity of myself, then my content is clear. Let me say that again. This is extremely, extremely, extremely important. as long as I got clarity of myself, because I never had clarity of myself before, since I did not know myself, I was being somebody else. Now, I'm speaking really slow so that way it can sink in. If you don't have clarity of yourself, what do you have clarity of? Now, people see you and they meet you and they think that's you. I wasn't being myself. And most of the people that are listening to me today are not being themselves. You're being somebody else. But you don't know that because all you have been being is somebody else. All your life you've been being somebody else. So I was not being my true authentic self. I was being somebody else, but I didn't know. Neither did you. So now your job is to understand yourself. So that's what we start with. So during the Business Builders Program, we're going to go deeper than we've gone inside of the Life Management System, inside of the Kingdom in Action Training Center. I'm personally going deeper and taking you deeper. This is extremely, extremely important because, see, we are not being authentic. And so we have to be authentic. If we be authentic, then we can develop authentic content. Once we develop authentic content, that changes the game. Because now your content that you've developed, it does something to my spirit when I hear it. If you do not have authentic content, it doesn't do nothing. It's clever marketing. But if you develop authentic content, and I got to make sure that y'all are getting this, because this is the understanding of why you should be a part of the Business Builders Club. Because number one, we are not authentic, because I can tell because the content is not authentic. So if you are being authentic, then that's clarity of self, number one. Then you can develop authentic content. And that authentic content is so authentic that it registers with my soul. It bypasses my frontal lobe. It goes directly into my soul. Your content is how well do you explain yourself. So there's a lot of people that know themselves, but they don't have the ability to explain themselves. So I got to give you the attributes and characteristics, the words that you should use to explain yourself, your core attributes and characteristics. Because when you are able to explain, for example, I use didactic discourse to explain myself. So in addition to the Builders Club that starts at the end of this month, again, you can enroll from now until the 15th. The program kicks off probably around the end of this month. Monday, I start the course about demystifying cosmology, which is another way of saying that you are a container of inner G principles. And these energy is I-N-N-E-R-G. So you contain energy. You are a container of energy. So that's your content. Your content is your container. And your container is your content. So inside of this jar of clay, there is a treasure. That's your content. So content is not something that you create. Content is something that you attach or find and give. So it is clarity of self is really clarity of content, because the content is the self. So most people don't see themselves as themselves. So it's the ability to see yourself, false self, as yourself, real self. So the false self has replaced the real self. So it's clarity of how you're being false. And that's just from a lack of clarity. You're not being false intentionally. I don't know nobody who woke up this morning who said, you know what, I want to be fake today. So I'm going to go up, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to be a fake blank in the world. That's one way of living our life, being fake. Then the other way of living our life is to take a good hard look in the mirror and develop a plan by which we can implement a change in our lives. That's clarity of content, which is clarity of self. And the clarity of content gets to how well do you know yourself? That means how well do you know your content? Which means how well do you know your container? Because content and container are the same thing. Now, your container is your retainer. So to the degree that you understand your container is the degree that you can understand your retainer, meaning that you retain. Source code has given you certain amount of information for you to retain so that way you can regurgitate, you can share with others. And the Bible talks about in the book of Isaiah, woe to him that uses his neighbor's service without wages. Woe to him who uses his neighbor's service without wages. Woe to him who takes advantage of his neighbor. The Bible says also, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So you have value. You have worth. So my job is to make sure that if you show me your true container, that's your true content. If you're able to explain to me, that's going to give me something called convenience. So people buy convenience. So we are willing, I'm willing to give you currency if you have clarity of self, clarity of content, and clarity of the convenience that the content is going to give me, then all of those three things will empower me to give you the last C, or to give you a C called currency. So the amount of currency that you receive is in the direct proportion to the amount of clarity of yourself, the amount of clarity of your container, which is the amount of clarity of your content. So the amount of clarity, again, that, you know, that gives you a lot of the other C's, you know, confidence, completeness. But the main C is content. So because clarity of the content, the container, that helps you explain. Because now you see the value of the content of the container. I never saw my own value. I never saw it. Now that I see my content, which is inside of my container, I realize that, okay, what I saw, me being a doormat, me loving people and putting other people first, is not a bad thing. It's not a flaw. Because I realize that when I do that to people who've never experienced it, they do that back to me. I realized that I was just putting myself in the wrong demographics, the wrong environment. I was loving the wrong people. So I'm not supposed to stop loving. I'm just supposed to use selective loving. So I'm supposed to give to the people who understand that scripture in Isaiah that says, woe to him that uses his neighbor's service without wages. So a workman is worthy of his hire. Give and it shall be given. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is going to be given back to you. So I know that I don't have to go get anything. I just have to see the value in being who I am being. Clarity of self, clarity of being. In order for you to receive currency, you got to have clarity. Let me say that again. In order for you to receive currency, you have to give clarity. Let me say it again. This is what we are building. So the Kingdom International Training Center Builders Club, we are building clarity. Because clarity is content. And content is the container that holds currency. So in order for you to receive, the only way you're not receiving currency right now is you don't have no container for me to put my currency in. You ever see little kids, you give them a piggy bank And the piggy bank is where they put the pennies in. That's why I call it a piggy bank. So a bank, now a river has banks. That's why it's called a river bank. Now the bank of the river is the part of the river that contains the river. It sets the boundaries. It provides the structure of the river. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Builders, Business Builders Club, is the river bank. The bank is where you put your currency in. That's why a river, you are a river of living water. Out of your belly flows rivers of living water. That's currency. But the currency has no banks. So there's no boundaries. There's no structure. So the water, the sea, the currency is running everywhere. You're not directing your currency because there is no current banks. There's no river banks. And the river banks prevent you from overflowing, prevents the current. It directs the flow of the current. The river banks directs the flow of the current. The river banks directs the flow of the current. So this, my brothers, this, my sisters, this is your business builder's blueprint. Because I know the more money that I make, the more of the impact that I can have. So I want to make a lot of money so I can have a great or a lot of impact. So that fuels my current. That keeps my sea moving. But my sea got to be moving in a direction. What direction? The direction of clarity. So money flows in the direction of clarity. So the only way that can be a money problem is that there's a clarity problem. There's not a demographics problem. There's not a marketing problem. There's not a packaging problem. It's not a location problem. All of the things that you're addressing, they're not the problem. The problem is a lack of clarity of yourself. So you're more clear about something or someone else than you are of yourself. Because clarity of self establishes the bank that controls. Because remember, the Bible says, where there is no vision, people cast off the riverbank. It's like when you go fishing, you stand on the bank and you cast off. So in order to cast off, to go fishing, to catch fish, you got to have a vision. Because the Bible says, where there is no vision, you can't catch fish. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. They do not have the ability to exercise self-control, meaning they don't have the ability to see clarity. They don't have the ability to see content. They don't have the ability to clarity, content, convenience. So there is no convenience because after there is no bank. So it's not convenient. Like if I want to go to the ATM, where is the nearest bank for me to go withdraw funds out of the bank? If it's not convenient for me to go to the bank, I don't have access to my currency. So if you do not develop convenience, if your product, service, or information does not make my life more convenient, and if it doesn't make your life more convenient, then there is no currency. I'm not willing to give currency. Now, let me make sure y'all understand the importance of that statement that I just made. One of the most important things that I've learned is to know myself. Every problem, every situation that I put myself in, it was because of a lack of knowledge of the self. Let me say that again. Everything that I've ever learned came at the expense of a lack of knowledge of the self. Let me say that again, because that's We're talking about building a business that's going to allow you to make so much money that you can have a huge impact. We're talking about building a business that's not a business. We're talking about building yourself. Every mistake that I've ever made was made because of a lack of knowledge of myself. It had nothing to do with nobody else. Every mistake. And that's huge because now you are the solution. Because if I had made a mistake that had to do with somebody else, that means somebody else can have to come and fix me. I got to wait. But now I know I don't have to wait for nobody else. Because every mistake that I've ever made, how was that mistake made? Was it a mistake made because the government set me up? No. Was it a bad guy? Was it a demon? Or was it, this, that, or the other? No. Not for me. Maybe for you it's a little different, but for me, I can't say that. So every mistake that I made was made because of a lack of knowledge of myself. It had nothing to do with nobody else. So I am thankful for my mistakes. Now let me say that one again. I am thankful for all of my mistakes because that's how I've learned to love myself, which now makes me eligible to love someone else. If I had not made those mistakes, I would not know myself. I wouldn't know my product. I wouldn't know my service. I wouldn't know my information. So I'm thankful for, I don't know if I would sign up to do them again, but I am thankful for all of my mistakes because that's how I have learned to love myself. And more importantly, that's how I've learned to love my purpose and the people that resonate with my purpose. The inability to love self prevents you from loving anyone else. The inability to love self prevents you from loving anyone else. That includes your content. So we start with content. Clarity of self is clarity of content. Clarity of content is clarity of how one thinks by which to create that content. And then you see how convenient, easy it is to create. And then content is just a process of living your life. So now I know there is no stress in my life. Because I understand that the inability to love self, that prevented me from loving anyone else. So I have to start with self. Now, there's no course out there that I've seen that tells you to start with understanding yourself. Everybody tells you to go out and find a market or find a need and fill it. Now, I'm not saying that system doesn't work. That's not what I'm saying because it does work. But the inability to love yourself prevents you from loving anyone or anything else, including your own purpose, your own destiny. Because why would you see destiny in yourself if your destiny is inside of yourself? Because remember, you don't see no value in yourself. So everything I'm telling you, all of your innate attributes and characteristics is inside of yourself. So that means that when you go inside of yourself, you don't see no value in yourself until you start to love yourself. Once you start to love yourself, that's a game changer. Because now all of the attributes and characteristics inside of yourself, they take on a whole new meaning. Now you see worth and you see value, where before you didn't see it and you start to resonate that worth and your value. See, until you start to see your own worth and your own value, you can't see nobody else's worth and nobody else's value. That's a game changer, brothers and sisters. I cannot express to you, other than just to say it again, once you see your own worth and value, bam, now you see everybody else's worth and value. Now you got content. Now you can create unlimited content. You'll be pumping out shows. You'll be pumping out books. You'll be doing podcasts. You'll be doing so much stuff that inside of the system, we're going to break down the areas of your giftedness. Everybody on this call today, number one, you're an expert. Regardless of whether you think you are or not, you are an expert because you have an area of knowledge that nobody else done, because you have experiences and you've read books that I haven't. So number one, you're an expert. Number two, you are an eloquent speaker. Regardless of what anybody says, regardless of how shy you are or not, all I got to do is get you to start talking about what you love. Guess what happens when you start doing that? I've seen the most shy, introverted person on the earth just come alive once I found their touchstone, their area of expertise. Clarity of Self is the Kingdom International Training Center Business Builders Foundation. Because once you understand yourself, then you are able to understand everybody else. Then you become an author. Everybody on this call who joined the Business Builders Club, by the end of this year, you will be an author. If I got to write the book for you, how am I going to write it? I'm going to bring you on the show. I'm going to interview you. All you got to do is just answer the questions. I'm going to take that interview. Then I'm going to send it over to either we're going to do it on Google Docs. We're going to do it on YouTube. We're going to go to Speak to Text. We're going to go to Rev.com. We're going to go to Fiverr.com. We're going to go somewhere. We're going to turn that audio into text. We're going to take some text. I'm going to put some pictures of you walking around when you was a little, you know, a youngster. Or put some pictures of your product, your service, or whatever you talked about inside of the book. I'm going to give it to you, let you read it, edit it, and then I'm going to send it over to Lulu, and then we're going to print it out, and then I'm going to send you a book. Then you're going to put it on YouTube, Facebook, you know, Instagram, and we're going to start making you some money. Everybody on this call is an author. Why? Everybody got a story. Now, you think you don't have a story because most of us, we don't have clarity of the story. We don't have clarity of our story because the story is ourself, and ourself is our container, and our container has a treasure, and the treasure is its content, and it was given to us by Source, and the Source don't make mistakes. So the Source gave me content called 6339. That's my content. So the Source gave me compassion. Source gave me creativity so that I can be a creator of excellence and style. So everything that I do it 6339. So that's my content. So I don't have to go looking out there. I don't need no clever marketing campaign. I don't have to find a market. I am the market. All I got to do is vibrate. Now, let me ask the question. What's the purpose of a lighthouse? Have you ever seen a mobile lighthouse? Now, again, I don't know. I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I've never seen a mobile lighthouse. The lighthouse is permanent. It's a fixed feature. The lighthouse lights up the shore, the river bank, so the ship doesn't crash into the bank. You are a light that sits on a hill. Your light should be shining so bright that people are drawn to the light. The light doesn't move to go get the people. The people come to the light. See, you're trying to go get people. You're not a human getting. You are a spiritual being. Be the light, brother. Be the light. Sister, you are a lighthouse. All you got to do is shine a little bit brighter. You're shining right now, but you got to shine brighter. And you shine so bright, people can be like, man, what's that bright light over there? And that's when you become a superstar. Not a superstar, a superstar. Everybody on this call, you are a superstar. Your light is shining bright. And then once you become a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Business Builders Club, we are going to give you so much clarity to expose your rarity. That's called your content. And that's going to bring about convenience, and that convenience is going to result in your currency. So everybody on this call, let's listen to me. Number one, everybody on this call is an expert. Number two, everybody on this call is a speaker. Number three, Everybody on this call is an author. Number four, everybody on this call is a lifestyle coach. Everybody. Everybody on this call is a lifestyle coach. Now, your lifestyle could be a vegan. So, okay, so you are a vegan lifestyle coach. Maybe your lifestyle is a ketogenic. Okay, you are the keto lifestyle coach. Okay, maybe yours is, fashion. Okay, you are a fashion lifestyle coach. Okay, maybe yours is hair and nails. Okay, cool. You are a hair and nails lifestyle coach. Okay, maybe yours is, zoology. Cool. You are a zoology lifestyle coach. Okay, maybe yours is histology. Cool. You are a histology lifestyle coach. Maybe yours is Egyptology. No problem, boo-boo, we got you. You are an Egyptology lifestyle coach. Nope. Maybe you're into the Kabbalah or the Kabbalah. No problem. You're a Kabbalist lifestyle coach. So I don't care what you're into, boo-boo, we got you covered. And as a coach, you are a lifestyle blank coach. So everybody who's looking to get more information in that area, they need a coach. Now, remember, there are football coaches. There are basketball coaches. There are soccer coaches. There are golf coaches. What is the difference between the different type of coaches? Now, remember that first thing I said y'all was? Everybody on this call? Everybody on this call is an expert. So a golf coach, he doesn't coach basketball. A coach is an expert in the area of expertise. But that comes from clarity of your area of expertise. You can't coach it if you don't know it. So your job is to understand your area of expertise and be a coach. After being a coach, then you can also be, just like me, a consultant. So if you go to my website, you see I'm a spiritual therapeutics consultant. Because this is what I do, spiritual therapeutics, which is another way of understanding the spirit realm, meaning purpose, meaning diakonia, meaning destiny, meaning life path, meaning lifestyle. So I help people find purpose. So I'm a purpose consultant. Maybe you are a golf consultant. Maybe you are a business consultant. Maybe you're a vegetarian consultant. So in the Kingdom Ministries Training Center, Business Club, we're going to express, expose, and expand. We're going to expose you to your coaching business and your consulting business. We're also going to expose you to your authorship because you're going to be the authorized. Then we're going to expose you to your speaking, which all of this comes from your area of expertise. You're an expert speaker. You're an author. You're a coach. You're a consultant. Also, you are a podcaster, like me. You're a social media specialist. As a social media specialist, lastly, you are an influencer. You have the ability to influence the culture based upon your podcast, based upon your blog, based upon whatever social media platform that you have. And then one other thing which I didn't mention, which is kind of like a dinosaur these days, and that's a traditional brick-and-mortar business owner. Excuse me. So everybody's a part of the Kingdom Ministries Training Center business. This is about business. Building. We're building businesses, brothers. We're building businesses, sisters. And there may be someone who needs a traditional brick-and-mortar business. And if that's the case, I really want to talk to you because I'm interested in people who are interested in a traditional brick and mortar business. Now, I know that's the one that's the least profitable, but I want to set up libraries. I want to set up life management systems all over the globe where I can take all of my books, put them in a printed format, take all of my 7-hour series. And as you know, I got like right now, I think about 200 of them and put it all on a disc or a CD or a USB. Put it in a nice binder and have the physical representation of different life management centers all over the globe. And let's say you are I keep going back to vegan, but let's say you are a vegan expert. That makes you a vegan speaker, which makes you a vegan author, vegan coach, vegan consultant. That also makes you a vegan social media specialist, which makes you a vegan cultural influencer, which lastly makes you a vegan restaurant owner. So inside of your vegan restaurant, we can have a waiting area, or we can have a meditation room, or we can have another area set aside that has all my books, products, and services in there, along with all of your stuff. And when the restaurant is closed, that's when I do my seminars and do my classes. So that way the building is making money pretty much year-round. Because when I'm not there and you're not there, we're leasing it out to somebody else. And then we do vegan workshops. And because remember, you're a vegan influencer because you own a vegan restaurant. And you got a vegan social media presence. And you're a vegan consultant. You're teaching other people how to be the vegan lifestyle. You're a vegan coach. You got private clients that you coach them. And you go to their house. They come to your house. Or you do, Skype. Or you do, Zoom. Or you do phone conferences just like me. And you coach them step by step. So a coach goes deeper than a consultant. And you got some books. So you're an author. And you're a speaker. You go around, people are going to ask you, hey, can you come speak at my church or at my organization on the benefits of living a vegan lifestyle? Because you are an expert. How do we know you're an expert? Because you got clarity of yourself. You've done research on yourself. You see the benefits. You see that, hey, I don't have to be somebody else. There is value inside of myself. Clarity of self is the foundation, my brother. Clarity of self is the foundation, my sister, of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Business Builders Club. We start with clarity of self because clarity of self is clarity of your container. Clarity of the container is the clarity of the content that's inside of the container. That is step two. Content. Clarity of the content. Clarity of the content brings us to step three, convenience. You know how easy it is for me to be me? Let me say that again. Do you know how easy it is for me to be a six? Like I have to fight to not be. I was talking to the wife this morning that said, we had a certain thing happen and had a call and then the person started crying and immediately the six came out. And I totally forgot the reason for the call. And my heart immediately went out to, again, nurture, to care. Because why? I'm a six. How hard was that for me to do? By the time I figured it out, I was doing it, I was like, man, maybe I'm getting conned. Are those real tears? Or does somebody else know that I'm a six? Then I'm a three. How hard was it to make this? Now, I had a one-on-one conference all the way up until 12 o'clock. I had not prepared the show. I had no notes, no nothing. I just knew what I was going to do. So about 11:55, show starts in like 5 minutes. I'm on here. Ooh, I got to set up my show. And the wife said, hey, do you know what time it is? It's like 12:01. Like, oh, snap. So how hard is it for me to create? I create when I'm sleeping. Because why? I got two threes, not one. I got three expression, three soul urge. And then the last number, nine. So how hard is it for me now to do anything elegantly, to do it priestly, stylishly? Nine. It's humanitarian, really. In other words, the nine is just a six. Look at the number six and look at the number nine. Yeah, a nine is a standing up six or an upside down six, depending on how you look at it. A six is an upside down nine or nine is upside down. So six and nine are basically the same. One is compassion. The other one is basically compassion for, humans, for the humanitarian, for your fellow man. So really, at my core, I'm just a three, six. Because the 6 and the 9 are the same. That's why Nikola Tesla said, if you know the secret to the 369, you know the secret to the universe, because the universe is based upon love. The number 3, the number 6, and the number 9, all of those numbers are pretty much the same. They're all creative love. So as long as I wake up, so how hard is it to me to create something out of love? Answer, I can do it while I'm asleep. So how much stress is it for me? So now the last piece of the puzzle, which we'll be breaking down in for the members who join, again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. How do I monetize that? It's one thing to be a creative, compassionate person, but I know a lot of creative, compassionate people broke as a joke. So how do I monetize this creative compassion? That's what we're teaching in the business, because I know a lot of people who can say, well, Doc, I got clarity of self, brother. I know my content, homeboy. I'm already a published author. And everything I do makes it convenient for me to be me, and it makes it convenient for all of my clients to be me. You ain't told me nothing new, man. I already know that I'm an expert in my area of expertise, homeboy. I'm a speaker. I'm an author. I'm a coach. I'm a consultant. I'm a social media guru. I'm a Facebook hero. I influence the culture, and I'm a business owner. I got my online business, or I got a brick and mortar business. I'm off the chain, dude. What else you got? Okay, you got a platform? Oh, so you got all of this stuff, but you don't got no platform. So what about a marketing strategy that's innate? Oh, you don't got one of those. Okay, yeah. You might want to email me. What about your community based or relationship based email list? Do you got an email list of people that you have a relationship with? I know a lot of people that got an email list that's 100,000 people, and they don't know not one person on that list. I got an email list of 30 people, and I know all of them because I got a relationship with them. See, we're living in an age of relationships, because guess what? Social media has destroyed relationships. So I'm interested in with building relationships before I try to build business. Oh, yeah, they didn't teach you that at your business school, right? You see, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of things that you got to build before you try to launch. And the one number thing that you got to build before you launch is you got to be being before you build. So before you build, you must be. What you must be? Yourself. Clarity of self gives you content of self. Content of self gives you convenience to be yourself. And the convenience to be yourself makes it so easy being yourself that you're not a threat to anyone else. And then people don't see you as a threat. They see you as an asset. And guess what they do? They go in their pocket. They take out their currency. Because they see your worth and your value because you see it. People can only see what you be. And you can only be what you see. So the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Business Builders Club is to help you see clarity of self, because that'll give you clarity of content, which makes it convenient and easy for you to be, and that's going to draw currency. So my brothers and my sisters, again, I need you to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Cost is either $1,500 or $250, and get in where you fit in. Payment plans is available. Again, the program doesn't really start until the end of the month. We got the new series that starts on Monday, but we are, again, you can sign up before the 15th to get the discount. After March the 15th, the cost is $1,000 for everybody. So to take advantage of the special, you want to jump in before the 15th. After the 15th, the special is gone, and then you just come in at the regular price. And everybody is guaranteed to have at least one product before December. That's my personal guarantee. If I got to do it myself, everybody that joins the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Business Builders Club, you will have at least one product by the time Christmas rolls around. Guaranteed. So, brothers and sisters, email me again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. Here's the name that no man can pronounce. May the Ruach, the Nuna, Numa, the Sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate and control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low.
Kill em.
I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow.
Kill em.
Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, this weeping under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
For yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.